Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm here sitting in my mum's seat for the intro today.
Yeah, I do feel a bit weird about you sitting in my chair, Jessie.
I just wanted to know what it felt like to sit in the throne.
On the throne, darling. But I am getting a bit institutionalised since all of this has happened.
Why?
So I like to sit in my own seat.
So tonight we have a person who gave me my first support gig ever at the Scala. No, was it the Scala?
Yeah,
the Scala in King's Cross. And I've loved her ever since I heard. I was spellbinded.
Yeah, I saw her on Jules Holland
doing,
and I sent
leave
it to
me
you.
No room for doubt.
And I sent you and I said, you've got to listen to this girl. She's amazing.
I've never. That is.
Spine tingling.
That performance on Jules Holland, her in the round on the guitar, just her doing an acoustic version. Well, it wasn't acoustic, it was an electric guitar, but it was her on her own singing. That voice just can get you, and it has done ever since. She's Leanne Le Havas. She's had her third record out
just recently.
It's really beautiful.
Everyone loves it.
It feels like she's been spending a lot of time in LA. It feels kind of, it's got this like slight, I mean, she's so brilliant. I love her. She's a South London girl. I think she's from Streatham.
Yeah, she was from Streatham originally, but I don't think she lives there now. I'm sure she's gone east, darling.
Well, I remember we were both in east for a while, but I've got a feeling she's back south. So, well, she's coming from south today, so I don't know whether she's coming from a studio or what, but, you know, we'll get the tea. Anyway, I love her to bits. I love her voice. She's just got this amazing smile. She's so warm, and she, I have a lot of respect for her as a woman in music and the stuff that she does. I think she stays really true to herself, and I don't actually really know much about her and food. I've been set the task of making dinner tonight. It's a vegan dish. She's a vegan. I've done pui lentils and aubergines in like mixed spice. And I'm not going to lie, I find it really nerve-wracking when I cook vegan food. I don't know
why.
We
need to do more, darling. We're not. I do, because I'm not confident.
Yeah, it's a funny thing. It's like
confidence that you think vegetables are a side and you can make
them. I don't think of vegetables. I'm too scared that I'm going to put like a beef stock in and forget.
I'm not scared about that.
Anyway, I've done pui lentil aubergine. It's in our book.
Well, I've got a winter pudding, which is like a summer pudding, but it's more wintry with different spice fruits.
Oh, God, I hope you haven't nicked my spices for my spice pui lentils.
And I've got some very nice Jude's vegan honeycomb ice cream.
Oh, I love Jude's. Oh!
Yeah.
So we've got spaghetti, salad. I bought some vegan cheese.
I need to do the salad. I need to do some pumpkin seeds.
Oh, yeah, nice. Leanne Le Havas coming up on Table Manners.
Cheers.
Leanne Le Havas, you're here on a Wednesday night, only from down the road. You're a South London girl, but I didn't know that you'd come back to South London.
Yes.
I thought, because we were both in East London for a while.
That's true. For the beginning of my 20s, right up to the middle 20s, I was all about East.
and then you get tired.
Yes, I got tired. That's literally what happened.
So, but did you grow up in Norbury? Have I made that up?
No, that's facts.
So I want to know about life in Norbury, little Leanne. What you were eating? Crying. Oh, what were you eating with your family around the dinner table? Who was there?
Grandma, so my mum's mum, granddad, my mum's dad, and my great-grandma, my granddad's mother.
Did you live all together?
Yeah.
Oh, my exciting. This is what I should move towards. I should be moving in with you.
Look, the offer is there. I'm making a shed at the bottom of the garden, Mum. You're welcome to
I'm going
to
do that too, by the way.
A studio.
It's not going to, well, I haven't decided what it's going to be. I want it to be an art studio.
Are you?
I love, painting. I love drawing. Oh, right. But I don't want the house to be full of messy crap. Yeah. So I want to put it in the garden. Boyfriend wants a workshop of some kind.
So who was cooking out of all the grandparents and great-grandparents?
It was all of them, really. But some information is that my grandma was blind. So, yeah, my mum's mum, she was blind. She was kind of... She had many health issues, but she was really mobile. Like, she was all around the house. She knew how to... She memorised the house.
Hello. Sorry.
Prince. Oh, this is Prince.
Love cats.
That's Prince. Hi. Named after Prince.
Am I wearing purple?
Oh, I know. It's kind of meant to be.
Oh, hello. So my grandmother was blind. And so my granddad was pretty much her carer. And I also, because I could read small writing and stuff, I would help out, you know, with measuring medicine and all of that. So my grandma did do cooking, though. In my memory, she was definitely in the kitchen. She, like, needed help, but she knew where everything was.
So where was she from originally?
Jamaica.
So she's Jamaican.
Yes, so her and my granddad on my mother's side.
Oh, both Jamaican. Yes. Which bit?
My grandma was from St. Anne.
St. Anne.
And my granddad is from Trelawney.
We went to Trelawney, darling.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah. Jamaica, yeah.
I love that you went to Jamaica.
Yeah, we went to Jamaica.
Did you love it? Holiday there.
We did love it.
We were in a very interesting hotel.
We loved.
Where did we love?
It was the Holiday Inn.
We loved Negril and all
Monte,
the...
What was the name of the place?
Montego Bay. The weirdest story of this. Montego Bay's Holiday Inn. Mum's got like a package deal and like a Easter holiday, school holiday. So
it was cheap as chips and it was all inclusive.
But like we went out and we kind of did bits and bobs.
Yeah, we went to different places and we went on, you know where you walk up, where's the waterfalls? Dunn's River.
Yes.
Dunn's River. Pretended I was in the Destiny Child Survivor
video. And then I chummed up with some ladies who kind of I fitted in with a bit.
they were chatting in the fake lagoon.
Yeah, and we were chatting in the lagoon and they said, oh, we're here with our niece. We're all here together for a wedding and our niece is over there and she is going to be so big, you just wait.
Guess who it was?
Who?
Leona Lewis.
Oh my God!
Teenage Leona Lewis with her boyfriend that come on holiday. It was very, and they were like, she is a star.
I mean,
she is, though. She is, and she looks like a star.
And that did happen.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. I love that they were like, yeah, she's going to
be a star. But it was one of those places, you go outside the front of the hotel and there'd be some wide boys outside.
Yeah.
And they say, you want some aloe? And I'd say, oh, yeah.
Excuse me, aloe.
Aloe vera. Yeah, aloe vera.
Right, not some kind of aloe. Right.
And well, we think it was aloe
vera. And then they go, $5. And I said, but you've just cut it off that there.
You just offered it to
right
me as
next
well.
Next to me.
Yeah.
You cut it off. He said, yeah.
Anyway.
So, it was great fun.
So you're...
Great food from Jamaica. Festival.
Yes.
Oh, ackee and saltfish.
Yes, the national dish.
Absolutely.
Were you
fabulous.
Eating that in your house?
I was. I wasn't a big fan of saltfish, if I'm honest. I used to, chew it until it was dry, and then I didn't know if I could swallow it. It was weird. But we ate that. We had a lot of rice and peas, obviously, stewed chicken. I loved my great-grandmother's red pea soup.
Oh, wow.
With dumplings, and she did used to put, like, meat in there. I can't remember what kind of meat. It was probably chicken. Made with coconut milk, you know, loads of kidney beans, loads of thyme, scotch bonnet. Delicious.
Do you like hot food?
I love hot food. Yes, I think I'm a bit addicted to hot food.
Yeah, Jessie is.
What's your... I'm not addicted, but what's your hot sauce that you go to?
I've got a few.
Okay, come on.
I've got a significant hot
sauce shelf in the fridge. My go-to one was this Mexican one from the Yucatan. I think I forgot what it's called. It's like in a small... The colour of it was brown with kind of black flecks in it.
And is that the hot shit?
I want to Google it. Like, is Yucatana or something.
Okay. And I've never heard of it.
Oh my God, it's
I only know
amazing.
Like Cholula and like...
There's Cholula, but that's mild.
And it is mild.
Yeah.
You need to try my mate's one, cold sauce.
Okay.
It's with a K and yeah. It's like, it's fermented. It's all kind of, it's really great. He does it himself and it is so good.
Was your mum a good cook?
She actually is, yeah. She just doesn't cook very often, but she was an amazing cook. She was good at, like... No, she could cook Jamaican stuff. I was going to say she was good at British cuisine, you know, like a roast.
Mm.
My mother is, like, amazing at potatoes and stuff like that, but she obviously got her knowledge from my grandparents as well.
What was your lunchbox? Were you a school dinners or a lunchbox?
I did a bit of both. School dinners were kind of bleak to my memory. School in Norbury, and then... No, my first school was actually in Balham. I went to primary school in Balham.
Which one was it?
Ravenstone.
Oh, yes!
Yeah. And that was cool.
Leisure centre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't really remember the food there. No, I can. There was one day where I had chocolate custard.
The best.
What?
No, I barfed.
Oh my God.
No, that's one of my greatest memories. Like, it was really cold by the time I got to it, and then I like ate the whole thing really fast, and it just all came back up.
Oh, babe, I'm sorry.
I know, that was my weird food memory from school.
Oh, Jesus.
So chocolate custard is a no.
So are you a good cook?
I like to think so.
So what's the Leanne dish that you're going to serve up to really like... wow someone?
Well, recently I did a thing that I was really proud of, and it was a savory pancake made with chickpea flour.
Oh yeah.
And in the batter I put like a little bit of chopped onion, garlic, and some like powdered spice, I can't remember. And then I served it, so you just, you know, fry it or whatever. And then I served on top of it like a mushroomy, tomatoey sort of... I used vegan cream. Creamy, like, I guess, mushroom filling, which was really nice. So it was, I just sautéed the mushrooms, added some tomatoes, added some spinach at the end, a bunch of herbs, some vegan cream, and it was banging.
So what is, like, in your fridge at all times? You need it there.
Spinach and cucumber. Because I like smoothies and they just blend really well.
Yeah.
Also, a bit of vegan butter and, gosh, I don't know, hot sauce. And what I really miss, what I need to get hold of, is some vegan mayo.
But there's good vegan mayo.
There's good vegan mayo, but you've got to order it online. And I just want it to be in the shop near me, but it isn't.
Because there's that, like, no aren't egg like one, the isn't there?
I've had the Hellman's no egg.
And that's crap.
It's not as good. Sorry, Hellman's, love you. It's not as good as the Follow Your Heart.
Oh, I haven't heard of Follow Your Heart.
Follow Your Heart. That's the one.
Okay.
So tastes better than mayo.
Do Whole Foods have it?
They do have it.
But who's near a Whole Foods? There's a Whole Foods.
And it's overpriced.
Where Debenhams is, Jessie.
In Clapham. Where,
in Clapham. Yeah, like... And there's also a whole foodie type place on Clapham High Street that sells, like, it's like a market selling vegetables, and they have vegan stuff.
Don't make it down to those parts very often. But I know that they're there, but I'm an internet shopping kind of person.
Me too.
Like, for certain things.
Yeah. Now, I want to know about your Greek side.
Yes.
Because we love Greece.
I will tell you. Hold on. Let me just get my lip balm. Crusty.
So tell me about your dad.
Mm-hmm. My dad...
What's his first name?
Henry.
So it's not like Stavros or anything.
No, but in Greek it's Erikos.
Erikos?
Yes. But his father translated all of their names to English.
So where did he come from? Does he come from an island or the mainland?
No, my grandfather was from Corfu.
Oh, how fabulous.
And my grandmother, my Yaya, she was from Athens.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So my dad was born in London and raised totally Greek. So his first language was Greek. And then he went to a boys' school in West London, Latimer Boys. Oh, and that's where he learned.
So he was clever.
Yes. My dad's, but yeah, he's very clever. But yeah, it's that kind of, you know, his accent is like quite posh. My mum's like Cockney. So
where did they meet, Leanne?
They met in Herne Hill.
Oh, a little South London romance.
They met in Herne Hill, and I believe it was my mum's 19th birthday. That's how the story goes. And yeah, my dad just thought she was gorgeous. She thought he was fit. They just started dating.
Are they still together?
They're not, but that's fine.
Fine.
It's totally, it's how I've grown up. I didn't, it wasn't, it's not something that bothered me that they weren't together.
And do you ever go to Greece?
I've been to Greece when I was 8 years old, and my dad got the opportunity, like, you know, he as soon as he got the opportunity, he wanted to take me to Greece so I could experience that part of my life. And we went when I was 8 years old. I still remember it very vividly. It was my first time on a plane. We stayed with my great aunt, Auntie Berta, and she had a beautiful apartment in Athens, I remember. And it was like all like marble floors.
Yeah,
and
they all are so philosophical. Though,
yeah, too. And there was like a massive fig tree outside. And it was like my first time going to a beach, having freshly squeezed orange juice, you know, digging a big hole in sand, my dad like burying me, eating souvlaki, and spanakopita is my favourite. Greek
so
dish.
Good.
We could have done that.
Shit, Mum. Well,
now you're talking.
It's not vegan, though.
Yeah.
You,
why?
You have to veganize it. It has eggs and it has feta cheese. But you can easily just...
But you could have put any
cheese
in, yeah.
You don't actually have to have the cheese or the egg.
You just have loads of onion and dill.
Onion, dill, yeah, and mint, yeah.
And aquafab.
Aquafaba. I prefer aquafab.
But phyllo pastry is it vegan?
Mum,
it is.
It's just water and flour. And so baklava, I can eat loads of baklava.
Oh, perfect. Where did your dad live?
He is in southwest also. He's in Putney.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah. So it's kind of all your lot of south. Yeah. Does it so it feels good to be back south. Where do you love to eat in your area? Is there any good spots?
That's a good question. I've been searching for a good spot. You know what is good where I am is Jamaican food. We've got Negril, which is
Negril's
wonderful.
Great, yeah.
And it's got awesome vegan options as well. They do like Ital stuff and amazing like pumpkin stew, which is just amazing. Also, not so vegan, but I hear good reports, is Fish Wings and Things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In the is it in the market?
Yeah, it's in Brixton Village.
Yeah.
And then there's another place just up the road on Acre Lane. So if anyone is recording at Iguana Studios, this is where you should eat. What's it called? I think it's called New Tings.
You know where else is really
good? It's like a takeaway version.
But you know what else is really good on Acre Lane? And I think it's got really good vegan options because Yasmin Evans, who's One Extra darling, she's vegan and she goes to this place called Flank.
Is
it called Flank? No, Blank. It's called Blank. And it's on Acre Lane. It's a coffee place that does really good vegan things.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are we talking vegan cake type?
No, like vegan
savory.
Savory.
Man,
like breakfast stuff, like really good, really good.
They do on Abbeville Road a new coffee place called Newground, and the food's terrific there.
Good name, I like wordplay.
Yeah, it was very good. Yeah. Now I want to know, how did it feel to put music out again? Was it? Did it feel good? Did it feel weird doing? Did it feel, excuse the pun, bittersweet putting it out in old lockdown?
It was exactly bittersweet. Before we knew about the pandemic, before it spread and became, you know, the world topic, obviously I was in talks about releasing and everything, and I had a plan, and for a second it felt amazing to know that I was gonna release my album and it was all gonna be like
this whole thing, like, after 5 years of the last, you know, since the last one. So, yeah, lots of things were in motion. Wheels were in motion. And then, obviously, the news hit. And we kind of took a pause, you know, me and the record label took a pause for a second. I weirdly felt, like, slightly relieved that we were pausing. Because it already felt like I had so much I needed to do. And then we decided, if I wait longer, I don't want these songs to become stale. I don't want to feel differently about this music than I feel now. So that was the reason I went ahead with the release. Because I was ready. I was just ready. It was ready. I was ready. And looking back, you know, there's lots of things I wish I could have done, like more videos and content and have it all artistically looking how I wanted it to look. But the most important thing was that the album came out.
And people loved it.
And yeah, they seemed to love it. And I loved it. And they could tell that I loved it. Should and they I say that I was proud.
We were yes, please, Mum. We were talking about, actually, when we were doing the intro, we were talking about that. I'm sure everyone talks about this, but that Jules Holland first performance was just like, it
Thanks
was...
Thanks talking about it.
Yeah, but it was a game changer. I remember my mum sending it to me and being like, you need to watch this girl. And I...
Wow.
And it was for... I've done Jules Holland. Mm. It's petrifying as a new artist.
Yeah.
And then you were on your own without your band.
Yeah.
And you did, like, beyond amazing. It was so...
I didn't have a band, actually, at the time. I was just like, okay, I'll do that.
But you were so good, and your presence on stage. I'm always so enamoured by the way that you use your voice, and you're so in control of your voice, and your guitar, like your instrument, both your instruments. But like, it's just, I love that about that. You look so at ease when you've got your guitar in your hand and you're singing, and you smile the whole way through singing, and it's so lovely to watch because
thank you so much.
It's really
and oh my god! If you guys could see what no,
and
like Mum's amazing. She's got a separate, thank you.
She's got a separate grater so that we don't contaminate with the old
cross contaminado.
Okay, so babe, you've got this.
Thank you.
If you want it,
that looks incredible.
Oh, you're sweet.
It looks like a bolognese.
No, and you know what? It's like the only vegan thing that I can do. It's
it smells incredible. You know what? I end up doing a lot of pasta. So it's fair enough. It's like an amazing food, you know, you can make it, you can do whatever you want with it. It's so versatile.
Actually, I am quite pleased with this, Mum. I think it's actually quite good and I'm quite pleased with myself.
Really
but
flavorful.
The aubergine thing still, I need to, like, it's like that sad bit when you get the ratatouille and it's like, the aubergine is just so sad. It's fine, it's
I
kind
don't
of masked.
I don't think the aubergine's sad at all.
It's a bit sad.
I think it makes it...
Whatever, it's fine.
Kind of meaty in a way.
Anyway.
I'm going to say something controversial.
Go on.
Uh-oh. Has anyone ever had a really good ratatouille?
No!
It's just vegetables!
No, oh, it's
the tomato on it!
Yeah, but it's interesting, isn't it? Because it's...
Like, I think I make good ratatouille.
I love you, but I actually don't think
I'm sure it's nice, but I don't know.
For you wouldn't be like, God, I really fancy a ratatouille.
Really a multi-layered
no.
But the thing is, it was so exciting when I was young.
Really?
I first tasted it when I was 15, and I was in Mallorca, and there was a French family in the next apart. They had a house, a villa, and I was mad about Jean-Louis, who was the boy there, and they invited me for dinner, and they did just grilled meat with ratatouille, and I'd never tasted anything more exotic in my life. I mean, up until then, I think I'd had peas and carrots,
oh,
a bit of broccoli.
We're just
so it seems so exciting to have a vegetable stew. Also, it was called ratatouille. It was so exciting.
I don't think that's a very attractive name either.
I do.
I think I've watched too much Disney and Pixar, and like, I'm just thinking about the little rat in Ratatouille now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more.
That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
I just want to know whether Prince ever gave you one piece of advice that has stuck with you.
He gave me a few pieces of advice that have stuck with me. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be like that interesting, but
everything about Prince is
everything is true. It's true. It's like he noticed if I wasn't being myself in, you know, in my decision or musically, he could tell, like, if I was being influenced. And he'd just sort of remind me to trust myself and you know, be myself. And he's like, you know stuff. You already know. Just be you. That thing that you think is trendy right now, it's not going to be trendy in 2 or 3 years. So just do what you want to do.
And has that been hard with him? Wait, do you just have to kind of remind yourself of that message that he gave you? And I'm sure many other things, but particularly, you know, it's hard being a woman in music. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It is.
And for you to be a black woman in music in the UK as well, mm-hmm. you know, it's another kettle of fish.
Mm-hmm. Who plays an instrument as well. Yeah. It seems to be also another factor. It hit me late, you know, like obviously when he passed, it was very untimely and very sudden. So it took a while to actually set in. And then I, you know, it's now that I'm like, when I see him on TV or something, I can't believe that I knew him. I can't believe that he gave a shit about who I was or what I was doing or anything to do with me. And like, I'm just, I don't know how he even came to discover me or whatever, but I always think that his whole message, his existence on the planet, was for many reasons, but one of them that I take away is he taught us how to completely, unapologetically be ourselves, especially in music. And if that's what you want to do, just do that only and focus all your energy on that. And he just was the best at being unique and not fitting in and into any boxes, and just encouraging that in other people. And when I remember that about him, I feel valid.
And empowered.
I feel empowered. I often am worried that I'm not something enough, or, you know, not, I'm too much of something. And it's like, actually, it doesn't matter. What you are is valid.
I'll always want Prince stories and just moments of wisdom.
I got plenty, God, you know.
I bet you do. Like, okay, what did you eat with Prince? I need to know what the meal was that you ate, the most memorable meal.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a story. Another story.
Okay, come on then.
I cooked lunch for him one time.
Is this in the vegan years or the
I think it was before I was vegan, or like a few months before, actually. It was 2014, and he flew me out to Minneapolis to Paisley Park to just kind of hang out, potentially work on music. This is where I ended up being part of his album, Art Official Age. But it wasn't presented to me that way. It was just like, hey, come hang out. Anyway, I remember he picked me up from my hotel in a giant, low, black car that was like a Batmobile.
Of course.
And it had like all his, it had the symbol like in the upholstery of the car. It was so amazing. And then he was like, do you want to cook me lunch? I was like, okay. And then he took me to the supermarket.
You went to supermarket with Prince? Fuck off.
What?
that like going around the aisles with Prince?
He didn't come in.
Okay, fine.
No, he drove me.
So you did a supermarket sweep.
I did a supermarket. It was literally like that. I went in and so I was like, oh my God, outside. What do I get? Yeah, he's like, I'll just wait here.
Oh, Jesus, that is
he
a
gave
lot
gave
of-
me some money as well. Gave me like a $100 bill. And I put it in my pocket and I was wearing this skirt. And the basically what happened, he gave me the money. I was like supermarket sweep in there. I was like, what the hell do I cook for Prince? He was vegetarian, so I knew that. That was all the information I had. I go there. It's like this really like a Whole Foods-y type one with you can get whatever grains you want, dried mushrooms, whatever. So I was just like, okay, I don't know. I'm going to saute some mushrooms. I'm going to make him an avocado and tomato salad. And I'll make some like some chips or something, you know, some sauteed potatoes. Yeah. I don't know. So I go in and get everything I need. And then I'm at the checkout and then I reach into my pocket and the money's gone.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, no, I've lost Prince's money. What do I do? And then someone tapped me on the shoulder, hands me an envelope. And they were like, I think you dropped this. And someone had picked up the money and put it in an envelope for me and returned it to me. Somehow they knew it was mine. God. And then I, by that point, I had paid on my card. And then I got back in the car and gave Prince back the money. And then we went to Paisley Park and I cooked him this sort of tapas-y lunch. And then we watched the World Cup final.
Did he eat your dinner?
Yes. He didn't eat the mushrooms. He has a thing about mushrooms.
And if only you'd known that, he could have just said to you, listen, I have a thing about mushrooms.
I eat everything except mushrooms. He's like, cook what you want. I'm like, okay, here's some mushrooms. He's like, no. But that was fine. He ate the salad. He liked the salad.
That is, it's just, I mean, you. Everyone hears these stories about, there's all, yeah. Like, I love the idea of you cooking him an avocado and tomato salad and watching the World Cup.
The best thing, really, to discover about Prince is that he was human. Mm. I was like, you know, when I grew up, I was thinking he is an actual Prince, like, character. I used to think that when I was a kid. And,
you're wearing
think that he wasn't.
Tonight.
I know. Just coincidence.
And was he very tall?
No. He was, like, my height. Maybe, I don't know, maybe a tiny bit shorter.
Because, you know, when we saw him on stage and he had the two girls next to him, they were a little shorter than him, I remember.
Which two girls was it? And when did you see him?
We saw him at
2008, I think, was it?
It would have been either 2008 or 2009, the O2, like when he did like the ridiculous amount of numbers. I didn't see any of those like secret shows that he did.
No,
when, like,
but
he
was later. But we have a funny story about.
Yes,
so
share.
I got tickets on eBay. I mean, I thought it was okay, funny. Yeah. I got tickets on eBay to go and see Prince, and I got them for how many did I get? I got 1, 2, 3.
So me, Jack. So Jack Pignotta had just played at Bestival, and I'd gone with him.
I just saw him, by the way, in the park with his mum.
What a sweet guy.
He's
and his
so
dog.
Lovely.
Yeah, yeah. Bobby the dog. Yeah.
So I got tickets and, you know, I knew he was coming and I didn't know how to get them because they were sold out. So I bought them on eBay and I hadn't got a clue about what the O2 was like.
Right.
We get to the O2 and it's me, Claire, Jack, you and Hannah.
Yeah. And we were so hungover from Bestival because it was like the Sunday. We got back from Bestival.
If I tell you, Liam, we were the top of the very top of the O2.
Right, like nosebleed seats.
Where
super up in the thing.
And we got there and I had the most terrible attack of vertigo. And I thought, I'm actually going to
But
die.
We didn't know she had vertigo.
Right.
But I guess you don't know that until you have the worst seats in the O2.
The seats are banked like that, like the north face of the Eiger. So we get to the very top and I say, I'm sorry, I can't
stay
here.
She had to crawl down.
And I said, I can't even look downwards. I can't sit here and look down. So we go all the way down and I'm like, I can't breathe. And they said,
she was making a real scene and it was quite embarrassing for my
hungover
self.
They wanted to get St. John's Ambulance. Anyway, they said, don't worry, we'll sort you out. Mm-hmm. They find these seats and we go back inside. It's like three rows down.
Yeah, we're like,
I said, I can't do this. So there's Claire and I. Claire said, follow me, hold my hand and close your eyes. Just trust me. So I'm walking behind with my eyes closed.
And I'm so embarrassed.
Because I can't look down. You were embarrassed. You were drunk.
I was.
I felt so ill. So I got down and I said, I'm really sorry. You guys go back in.
No, Mum. But Mum, you said, take the tickets. You were so dramatic.
I said, I can't stay here. I'm so sorry. I could never go back inside again. And they said, look, let's see what we can do. And one of the boys that was helping liked Jack Pignatti. So he,
I forgot that.
Yeah. And so he said, don't worry, we'll sort you out. We ended up 5 rows from the front.
I know.
We were almost next to him.
A lesson to everybody has shit seats in the O2. Feign a vertigo moment and
but
maybe
they
you'll...
said if you hadn't been genuine, we would have known. So they... I was starting to perspire and I was like...
It was incredibly stressful, but it was an amazing gig.
Leanne, what would be your desert island meal?
Oof, good question.
And would it be fully vegan or do you think you'd...
Oh, that's a good question too. I'm going to have to stick to my...
But you're going to have lots of vegetables and trees about.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You'll have you'll have an abundance of fruit.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, so dessert then. Let's work backwards. Dessert will probably be something with coconut.
You know, this is like this is before you get to the desert island, right? So like you are allowed
to bring it. Yeah.
No, you can have whatever you want. It's like your dream meals. Last supper, like.
Well, then it's like a coconut rice pudding for dessert. Mm, wow. I love rice pudding so much.
So what do you put instead of milk?
Coconut milk.
Oh, use coconut milk.
I find that making a dessert vegan is actually really satisfying because you have so many things like nutmeg and cinnamon and, you know, beautiful, you know, vanilla and all of these amazing aromatic flavors, ginger, like all these things I love to eat in general. So I put all of that on like a porridge in the morning just because it's delicious. But yeah, I think a rice pudding type thing with some like dried fruit or something on there.
Who did you, is there a particular place or a particular person that made you fall in love with rice pudding?
Just my grandma giving it to me as a kid, probably.
What, the tin stuff?
The tin, ambrosia.
Oh my God, ambrosia. I loved it.
Ambrosia. The texture, the smell. I love it. Mm. But then now I got a more sophisticated palate, I guess. So I prefer like the more adventurous versions of it. But the comforting nature of it is amazing. Mm. Main course, I don't know.
Main, come on, Leanne. You've got to tell me it.
She's not even got a starter going.
She's gone backwards, which makes me think you've got quite a sweet tooth, maybe.
No, I was going to say I've got a massive savoury tooth because I love potato. Okay. I was just thinking, you know, the fish and chips, but the chips from fish and chip shops. Like a big plate of that with like just some vegan mayonnaise on it.
Salt and vinegar?
Yeah, loads of salt and vinegar. It's desert island, right?
You're going to have
heart disease.
No. You're going on the desert island.
I want carbs then. I just want delicious, soft potato and delicious sauce to dip my potato in.
I love this idea of Leanne Le Havas, the sophisticated Shanty, is asking for a big bag of chips.
Can I have some really soggy chips with some amazing mayonnaise?
Yeah, that's very easy to do, babes. Yeah. Absolutely.
And then starter.
It's got to be the spanakopita. So I can have that nostalgic, it reminds me of my grandma, the way she cooked it, and... Because desert island, I might have to have the traditional version.
I think we could have done that, darling.
It's okay. This was incredible.
Well, I didn't
make
it.
In the table manners cookbook. But I think the times are a bit wrong. You may have to cook the aubergine for a bit longer. Drink of choice, Leanne.
Huh. What? Alcoholic or not alcoholic?
Whatever you want.
Maybe a margarita.
Oh, yeah.
Nice margarita.
Is that because from having time in LA? Because I feel like they do mobs.
They
better.
Do it better. They do just drinking.
Do you have a favourite tequila?
I don't like the brown stuff. I like the clearer stuff. There's this incredible one that's got like a beautiful like textured glass bottle.
It's not the agave one, is it? The ceramic bottle.
It's not a ceramic bottle. It's like the texture of that bottle over there. But it's like a tall Centurio or something.
I don't know.
It's called.
Who else was into it? James Bay was into tequila, was he? Or did I make that up?
I wouldn't say I'm a tequila connoisseur.
No.
But if you're having a margarita, I like a frozen one too, because I just think they're really funny.
What, like the slush puppy kind?
A slushy one, yeah.
Yeah, I like the mango margarita that when I was with Hannah in Mexico.
I got absolutely rocked before I played in New Orleans. We had the best time the night before, where we walked down like Frenchman Street, and we got those massive like Mardi Gras plastic kind of, I mean, they were like the size of our bodies of drinks, and you get them in the slushy.
Yes,
like,
yes. That's what I'm thinking of when I say a frozen thing. They serve them to you in a giant, like
it's like a horn.
Fruit bowl version of it, you know, like a whole thing. So if we're on a desert island and I can handle my booze, I'd have a frozen marg.
Are you?
With my chips.
Yeah, I love this.
I want to know, Leanne. I love karaoke.
Me too.
Oh, I'm so
I take it way too seriously. People don't like doing it with me.
Oh, good. Which is your song?
I'm so serious about it.
I'm very interested by this.
Well, go on then.
God, Leanne.
I take it so seriously.
Everybody loves it.
I love karaoke, and I've done it in Japan too, and it's just the best thing ever. But I've got a few songs. So one of them is my go-to is Seal, Kiss from a Rose.
Oh, that's such a good one.
Beautiful song.
Yeah, but I can hear you singing it because it's all gentle.
Break into song
cover
right now.
Cover it.
Okay.
Do a legit cover of it because I just love that song. I love Seal. And then the other one is Street Life.
Oh, yes.
It's just so fun to sing.
Do people get really annoyed doing karaoke with
you? Yeah, they don't seem to like it.
They're like, Leanne, come on, babe.
They're like, it's not like funny, basically.
You're not like,
and I think I'm being really funny, so they don't laugh. But what is funny is when I do Eminem. I also love doing Eminem because I love rapping from
the 90s.
Who
was the one that could rap, Jesse, that we had on? And he said he knew the middle of the rap. And no one expected him to rap when he
sang. It was like a whole thing, wasn't it?
No.
No, it was Joe Lycett. Didn't he used to do this whole thing where he'd be like, oh, I don't know it. And then he'd be like, rabbit in 8 Mile. And he'd be like, his palms are sweaty. Mars spaghetti. Yeah. And
Leanne, I bought dessert.
Oh, that's fine. And I didn't know we were having dessert. I'm so excited.
It's a winter summer pudding.
Okay.
A winter pudding.
A winter summer pudding.
A winter summer pudding.
And it's vegan from Cook.
So, do you have good table manners?
I think I do have good table manners, except I just said, while you're gone, I just said that I've got bad table manners because I was late. And I'm trying to... I'm 31 now.
Is it a thing?
I need to... It's a thing.
You're just a late person.
I've got to change. Well, sometimes I'm like, in my defence, I'm on time, but it's just, I don't know, sometimes I faff too much before leaving the house. I find it really difficult to leave the house without faffing and doing things that I don't really need to do that aren't a priority.
Like the stove is off 5 times.
Yeah. Check that my door's locked because it's not a self-locking. So I have to go back sometimes. I don't know. I'll forget something. I'm kind of like that.
Leanne Havas, it's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me.
We forgive you for being late because now we know it's an illness.
It's a chronic
that you have. It's a chronic illness that you have, and it's okay. And you're just so charming and wonderful. And you did give me my first support slot, and I love you, so it's fine.
Yeah, we're going way back.
And the last record was excellent. Thank you. The record before that was fucking great. You have these songs that are such earworms.
Oh.
Well, your voice I could listen to forever, but they get in your head, and they like to live in there. It's just
I want that.
You're a very clever songwriter.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's nice to see you back in South.
Me too.
And congrats with the record.
Thank you.
What a gorgeous girl, darling.
Dressed in purple, smelt delicious. And just, I have a lot of time for Leanne Havas. I love her a lot. She's a really kind human being who's always been a good egg.
She's lovely.
Thank you for listening. I'm going to go drive home now.
Okay, darling.
Do you think we told our listeners that we like South London a bit tonight?
Yeah.
God, I'm such a Judas, though. You know, I was so East London about
a year ago.
You're not anymore, darling.
I'm absolutely not. I'm sorry to all those East Londoners. Anyway, take care, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.